Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Drill to right field. That ball is hit well. It's to the wall, and it is gone. Jamer Candelario has his first Tigers home run. He showed some pop in the minor leagues, and that's his first big league homer with the Tigers. Jamer gets one back.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Throw does over the middle.
There you go.
Joe McQuinn, right side, to the house. Count it down with me, folks. 10-5, end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions. Oh, that is big. How about 2-7 patrolling center field like a safety should?
Get ready. It's now Drive Time.
Barrett gets the snap, hands it to Weber. Weber sweeping left side of the Rutgers 45 to the 40, 35, 30, down the sideline. Weber to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Mike Weber with a 46-yard touchdown run to increase Ohio State's lead by six more.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocks the shot. Then Gretzky ends 3-0. Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, coming to you from the mothership tonight, the Monroe Superstore. Glad to have you on board. The auto show specials continue. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Again, glad to have you on board, everybody. Jam-packed show here tonight. We'll talk about our spotlight athletes of the week coming up in a couple of moments. Walleye are home tonight. It is Hockey Heritage Weekend. Atlanta in town on both Friday and on Saturday nights. Matt Melzack will join us at 5:15 tonight to take a look at that whole weekend situation, and then at 5:25, the University of Toledo Rockets are home tonight against Central Michigan University. Rockets have lost two straight, trying to get back on the winning track again as the MAC tournament approaches. 5:35 tonight, big story, of course, brewing up in Adrian. We touched on it earlier in the week, of course, the Adrian Bulldogs battling again for another championship. They have won 15 consecutive games. They play at 2 o'clock tomorrow against Lake Forest in the semifinals to play for the Harris Cup. And eventually, and hopefully for Adrian's sake, make their way to Lake Placid for the Division III national championship. Taylor McCloy is a senior forward for that team. We'll talk to him tonight at about 5:35. And then also about 5:45 tonight, All-Star break is over. Pistons are at home tonight against the Boston Celtics. Rod Beard will join us from courtside at the Little Caesars Arena. So the lineup, Melzack, Bucky McCloy, and Rod Beard. Again, glad to have you on board, everybody. By the way, high school hockey tonight as well out at Sylvania-Tamashanner. Sylvania-Tamashanner will host semifinal games tonight. And on Saturday night, St. Francis plays Findlay tonight. Tomorrow night, Northview will take on St. John's. The winners will meet next weekend. So, a lot of things going on in the world of sports in Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan. As I mentioned, the auto show specials continue. Great deals on Wranglers up here right now. Save almost $5,000 on select new Wranglers. 2018 Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4, 2018 Wrangler Unlimited Sport 4x4, four-wheel drive as well, $225 a month. One's a JL model. The other one is a JK model right here at the Superstore. Again, glad to have you on board. Come up and see Troy Maxwell, Jeremy Jennings. Those guys can take you, care of you, some of the great sales associates here at the Superstore. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, home of the Ohio State Buckeyes. They will play a little later tonight as well. All right, everybody, the Spotlight Athletes of the Week, of course, brought to you by Drive Time and the Monroe Superstore. First of all, congratulations to Maverick Delp. She goes to Central Catholic, 5'11", junior post player. Fighting Irish, great year. They were 19-3 in the regular season. Second place in the track with a 12-2 record. She rebounded 8 times per game, averaged about 12 points a game. Also among the team leaders in both assists and steals, 72% from the line, 52% from the field. Big game against Whitmer not long ago. Also a tremendous tennis player for the Irish. She qualified in the States in the doubles and also played number two and number three singles for the Irish. Great athlete, great kid. Congratulations, Maverick Delp, Central Catholic Spotlight Athlete of the Week. Zach Altman of Napoleon, wrestler. Oh, what a year he had. February, Altman with the Northern League's title, a wrestling title, February the 3rd, 152-pound weight class. Senior, by the way, led the Wildcats to the overall team title, the program's first NL championship, and he was a big part of that. Zach Altman, four-year starter, 33-8 was his record, led the team with technical falls. He had nine. Great kid, the coach said. Don't ever have to worry about his work ethic. Always on time for practice. Leads by example. You got to like that. Also played linebacker and running back for Napoleon in football. He said, the coach did anyways. He will be missed, by the way, when he graduates this year. Great leader, great work ethic. Again, congratulations. Spotlight Athletes of the Week, Maverick Delp, Central Catholic, Zach Altman, Napoleon. Of course, that presentation brought to you by the Superstore and this show, Drive Time. Back with Matt Melzack, Walleye, after this.
Talking local sports, it's Drive Time on Toledo's Sports Leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
Well, a little John Paul Jones on bass and Jimmy Page on guitar for you there as the folks from Led Zeppelin lead us into this segment. Speaking of segments, we got a ton of things to do tonight. Walleye are home against Atlanta. The University of Toledo Rockets home against Central Michigan. Brian Buckey will join us about 5:25 tonight to give us a preview of that one. Tomorrow, the Adrian Bulldogs are battling for the Harris Cup, trying to make it to Lake Placid for a Division III national championship. Senior forward Taylor McCloy will join us, Adrian Bulldogs, at 5:35. Then up to the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, where Rod Beard of the Detroit News will join us. All-Star break is over. Boston Celtics at Little Caesars Arena tonight to take on the Pistons, who are in ninth place in the conference, 1.5 games back of Miami, trying to get into postseason play. While I don't have to worry about postseason play right now, I would say it's anybody that wanted to gamble would say they were in, but a lot of things have to happen before that, including a couple of games against Atlanta, which gets underway tonight down at the Huntington Center, the fine voice of the Toledo Walleye, and the Mudhens right around the corner as well. Tigers, by the way, dropped a 3-1 decision today to the Yankees. It was just great to hear a little baseball on the radio today. Hello, Mr. Melzack. How are you?
I was doing the same thing, Mike, on my drive to the arena. I had the game on for a little bit just to check in a little bit with the Tigers today.
You know what? I had Dan Dickerson on, today. He just does a wonderful job. It's one of those impossible things. You know, nobody replaces Ernie Harwell, I get it. But he just does a great job, especially with the preseason and exhibition games in baseball, of, you know, giving you some background information on some of the young players. I was out running the dogs around to get Clipper to trip to the vets, and it was nice to hear Dan's voice. It almost warmed up the temperatures here an instant 20 degrees. Speaking of warm, the Walleye were red hot. They've cooled off a little bit. Tell me about what's going on. Number one, I see you got a young goaltender in place now after, of course, the Mrazek trade. That started a little bit of a chain reaction. So, again, let's talk personnel first before we talk about Atlanta.
Yeah, I got a little bit of help. I mean, obviously, with Christian Hilbrick going up, the forward who's, has 19 goals this year for Toledo, going up and signing a PTO with Chicago, played for them on Wednesday, and he's going to stick around there at least for the time being, so we don't know how long he's going to be out. Boy, going into yesterday's practice, we had 8 forwards out on the ice, and you're going, oh, well, this could be a little hairy for the weekend. Got a little bit of help. Dylan Sadoway assigned to us yesterday from Detroit, and Patrick McCarron, defenseman, assigned down, so Toledo can at least go 9 forwards, 7D tonight, Mike, for the game against Atlanta. We'll see where we're at. Who knows tomorrow what tomorrow will bring, but yes, you're right. Young goaltender and Angus Redman was assigned to Toledo yesterday from Anaheim. He was in Utah. They have 3 goaltenders there with him. So Anaheim and Dan Watson are able to work out a little deal there to to get him, you know, probably a little bit more of an opportunity to get into some games here, with, you know, with playing 4 and 5 this weekend, a wraparound game on Tuesday night at Indy. You would figure he'll get an opportunity to get a start, at some point, whether it's here in Toledo this weekend or in that game against Indy on Tuesday night. So, young kid, just 22 years of age, one season of college hockey at Michigan Tech. It was a darn good one, though, with a 1.85 goals against average and a 917 save percentage, and he won 22 games in one season for the Huskies. So, you know, I saw him in practice yesterday, morning skate today. He makes some nice saves, 6'1", 200-pound goaltender. So we'll see what he can bring to the table when he does get into the lineup. But Pat Nagel, of course, will be the main man for a little while here in Toledo.
Well, the young man that's on his way to Chicago, I can tell you this much. Rocky Thompson's their coach. I witnessed him the last 2 years in Windsor, including a Memorial Cup championship last year. And his biggest theory in hockey is this: we're going to be in better shape than anybody on the planet. So when you're forward, what was his name again with the 19 goals?
Christian Hilbrick, yeah.
So he's going to come back. I'm not saying that Dan Watson doesn't have the guys in shape, but when he comes back, ask him how Rocky Thompson's practices were. He will absolutely bag you on a daily basis. Believe me, I witnessed that many, many times with guys down in their all fours going, "We've had enough, Uncle." How about Atlanta coming in tonight?
Well, here's the team that, you know, we're talking about. Toledo having 9 forwards and 7 D. They had to find a defenseman that hasn't played one game this year. He's been working on Wall Street. He's a New York guy. He hasn't played since last year, and that's Sean Escobedo, who's signed with him. He's going to play tonight for him. They have Derek Nesbitt, who's been a forward his entire career. Matter of fact, played for the Walleye back in 2009-2010. He's playing D tonight. They have 11 injured players currently for Atlanta. And a great coach, and Chuck Weber, will have this team ready to go. It'll be a tough game tonight and tomorrow with the same two teams matching up two nights in a row, Mike. But, you know, Chuck Weber does a great job, but, man, your hands are almost tied when you're hitting 11 injuries. That's tough on any coach at any point during the year. He's had to pull in a lot of guys out of the Southern Pro League just to fill bodies, and somehow they're in third place in their division. That tells you everything about the great work that Chuck Weber can do. They're in a playoff spot just because of probably the work that he does. They've played more games than anybody else. As a matter of fact, tonight's their 57th game on the season. Toledo's 53rd, so that tells you a little bit about where they've been. They've had to play a lot of 3-and-3s, 4-and-5s. It just seems like every weekend, and they've had to get a lot of injuries out of the way. So, you know, it's going to be tough for them tonight and tomorrow, but, you know, they'll be ready to play because of the way that they are coached.
Well, from a play-by-play standpoint, if I'm trying to envision what you're going to see tonight, listen, I'm sure they're being told, you get in any trouble, don't take any chances, we'll take another face-off, ice it. So get ready, you know, to try to build a little momentum in your broadcast tonight. If I'm on the other side with guys banged up like that, I can see a lot of icings behind this one tonight.
Uh-huh.
Great weekend coming up, by the way, Hockey Heritage Weekend. I'll probably see you at the banquet tomorrow for a little bit. Anyways, have a game tomorrow night to broadcast myself, but a tremendous salute to some of the guys that played some great hockey in this town and is able to watch Dave Falkenberg and Jimmy McCabe, and had a chance to meet Andy Mulligan a long, long time ago. Bill Red Mitchell, I remember him as well, and just another great class going in, and you guys are doing it right.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and a great coach as well, and Bill Inglis is going to go in, too, that you know, Mike. So, I mean, it is a really terrific class going in. Three gold diggers, much deserved. I mean, you look at the sheer numbers of Dave Falkenberg, Jim McCabe, Bill Red Mitchell, you know, Andy Mulligan that they put up, and Andy Mulligan goes all the way back to really the beginning of hockey in Toledo. So I mean, there's so many great names, Mike. I don't know how in the world the Toledo Hockey Hall of Fame committee can whittle it down to 5 every year. Because to me, there's just so many great names. I mean, that's a good thing. That means each and every year we have that ability to put 5 in. Because you look, there was no Storm entrance this year, and there's a ton of those that could certainly go in for sure. And I think we'll probably see a few more in the next year or two that'll come out of those Toledo Storm teams, especially some of those great early teams in the 90s. But I mean, this is just a great class. I mean, it's perfect for this weekend with Toledo wearing the Gold Digger jerseys. You've got the white jerseys going tonight. The green jerseys will go tomorrow. The fact that Toledo's got the yellow helmets, Dave Alio managed to get some green and gold, yellow gloves. So it'll look exactly like they've got the pant shells, everything going, man. It is going to look like the Toledo Gold Diggers for a couple of nights here, Mike.
What a great, I know it's an overused term, optics, boy. What a great visual that will be. Indeed. Well, good stuff, Matt. We'll probably see you a short amount of time tomorrow. I want to go say hi to Falky. I understand Bill Inglis won't be coming in, a guy that signed my paycheck for 13 years, one of the better people in the game. Nice man and great family man, and drug me along to Kalamazoo for eight of my most fun years, I think, in hockey up there. So, anyways, have a good call tonight, good call tomorrow. Might see you briefly tomorrow. And, again, walleye home, Atlanta tonight and tomorrow. Thanks, Matt.
All right, appreciate it, Mike. Thanks, as always.
That's Matt Melzack, voice of the Toledo Walleye. Quick break, Brian Buckey. We're at the Huntington Center with Matt. We're going over to Savage Arena, Toledo, taking on Central Michigan tonight. Back with that after this.
So on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket, here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. We're in the showroom, the mothership. Glad to have you on board. We're kind of spanning the globe, as they used to say, on the wide world of sports, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Matt Melzack joined us from the Huntington Center in downtown Toledo. Walleye home for a pair here at Hockey Heritage Weekend. And we'll be going up to Little Caesars Arena about 5:45 tonight. The Boston Celtics in town to play the Pistons. Pistons in ninth place, a game and a half back. That eighth and final playoff spot, the Eastern Conference. A little Adrian Bulldogs hockey at 5:35 tonight. Taylor McCloy will join us. Adrian, they've won 15 straight, going after a Harris Cup and more. So a lot of things going on. Let's hop out to Bancroft, where Brian Buckey is standing by. The University of Toledo Rockets tonight taking on Central Michigan. Rockets are 19-9, 11-4 now. In the MAC. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How you doing?
I think we talked about this before. Rockets have lost two straight. Have you had a chance to digest any of that? And tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, they've struggled a little bit the past two games, obviously losing at Ball State and losing at Eastern Michigan. Coach Kowalczyk said after the game he's not panicking. He said it's kind of the first adversity they've kind of hit in MAC play, really. It was the first back-to-back losses since December. So I think there's no panic. They're kind of trusting the leadership of the team and trusting the fact that they can get this turned around pretty quickly starting tonight with Central Michigan.
Well, I was looking at your preview today, and I guess the most important thing, Brian Buckey, I read in there, they clinched a first-round bye in the MAC tournament. And they guaranteed a top four seed. And this time of the year, when you start talking about situations like that and brackets like that, that's all good news.
Yeah, absolutely. So they get the bye to Cleveland in the quarterfinals, which is big. They don't have to worry about a first round game on campus or anything like that. So I think they're definitely glad to be in the top four. And right now, though, they're pushing for a MAC West title. And if Buffalo slips up a little bit, they want to push for that, number one overall seed in the MAC.
Brian, tell me a little bit about the schedule. Educate me here a little bit. I went on, the University of Toledo athletic website today, and I was looking at, some schedules and some past games and so on and so forth. And I see Central Michigan tonight at Savage, and on March the 2nd, Central Michigan again at Toledo. Is that correct?
Central Michigan is at Toledo for the women. I think that the women's game is next Saturday against Central Michigan. Toledo closes out the season on that Friday, next Friday, with a home game against Eastern Michigan.
Got it. I think they kind of intertwine the schedule here a little bit. That has to be a typo. Again, Central Michigan tonight, I think we talked about them before. I mean, just to get back to that, I mean, the MAC schedule for years is one at home and one at road. Is that correct?
Yeah, for all the MAC West teams, Toledo faces them twice, once at home, once away. So they already played at Central Michigan, and they won, I think, 93-82, something in that range. It was a high-scoring game. Central scores a lot of points. In MAC play, I think they're one of the top scoring teams right behind Toledo. But they're one of the lower team rated teams in defense. So could be in for kind of a high scoring night.
Anything else that stands out about this one tonight, Brian, before I let you go?
Not really. We'll see how Sean Roundtree, a guard for Central Michigan, had a really good game the first game. So we'll see if he can do that again. But other than that, I'm just looking forward to a good one tonight at Savage Arena.
You know what just popped in my head? Roundtree, any relation to Dan Roundtree?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not
that's
sure.
That's a good question. Dan Roundtree was a, I want to say, an All-American at Central Michigan University. This is way, way, Brian, before your time. That might have been 20 years ago. I think he went on to play in the NBA. There's a little sidebar for you. Listen, Brian, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Great hearing your voice, and thanks for the contribution.
All right, thank you.
Brian Buckey, again, coming to you from Savage Arena over in Bancroft in Toledo, where the Rockets tonight taking on Central Michigan. TAS Electronics update right around the corner. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. My name is Mike Miller. This is Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik.
Quit banging your head on that steering wheel and turn up the dial. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Listen, again, spanning the globe, the old wide world of sports theme. We're going up to Little Caesars Arena in Detroit in a couple of moments. Rod Beard is standing by. Detroit News. Pistons tonight taking on, I was going to say Atlanta tonight. The Pistons taking on Boston tonight. Walleye taking on Atlanta. Matt Melzack joined us from the Huntington Center. Atlanta in town and the Hockey Heritage Weekend, both on Friday and Saturday nights. Brian Buckey joined us from Savage Arena, where the University of Toledo Rockets play Central Michigan tonight in basketball. And, again, a live report on the Pistons coming up in about 10 minutes from now. Joining us now from the Adrian Bulldogs is Taylor McCoy. He is a senior, boy, coming off a big weekend. He had five of the team's nine goals last weekend of the playoffs. Bulldogs marching on. They've won 15 straight. They got Lake Forest tomorrow in the semifinals, 2:05 faceoff. Hello, Taylor. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming on. We talked to Adam on Wednesday night, and I'm going to ask you the same question. Obviously, you guys are doing a lot of things right. You won 15 straight. Tell me about it a little bit. What have you done? And tell me about the success as of late. What's led to it?
Well, I just want to start off saying thanks for having me. I appreciate it. But for starters, just our winning streak. We started off rough with those three losses in a row, but we knew that we were going to be all right if everybody bought in. And luckily enough, for the past 15 games, everybody's bought in, and we're 15-game winning streak, so it's been fun.
Well, again, I want to remind everybody, tickets are still available for that game tomorrow. I'll have some information for you as the interview moves on. Tell me about, listen, I went up and broadcast a game up there a couple of years ago, and I was absolutely dumbfounded, Taylor, in the amount of fans and the energy in that building. It was for a Harris Cup championship, and, boy, playing hockey at Adrian, tell me a little bit about that. What a great experience.
Oh, it's a special place for sure. I mean, with a small town, we have a lot of in-town support, which is awesome. You can see with the half moon that we got with the seats, that's normally filled up with the town. But even the students along the glass, I mean, they bring a lot of noise. They bang on the glass during the game, and it's just a lot of fun to play here.
Tell me a little bit about Lake Forest, who you see tomorrow, Taylor.
Well, we know they're a good team. They're hardworking, and they're good off the rush. I mean, neutral zone, they can transition very well. We didn't have our best game against them last, and we beat them 2-1 in their rink. But we know they're going to bring it. They want to get to the Harris Cup Finals just as much as we do. So we know it's going to be a tough game. But if we play the way we know how to play, I don't think it's going to be too big of a problem.
Taylor McCloy joins us, alternate captain, senior for the Adrian Bulldogs, battling tomorrow at 2:05 against Lake Forest. Are you a big believer in momentum? You're coming off a big weekend yourself and the team last weekend, 3-2 and 6-3 victories in the quarterfinals. Do you feel that carries over week to week?
Yeah, definitely. I believe so. I mean, it's nice to see just with this week of practice, everybody seems loose and ready to go. We know our goal is a national championship, but in order to get there, you got to go week by week through the Harris Cup and so on. So I do like the momentum that our team's had. I think it's shaping towards a good run for us.
Hey, tell me about wearing the A as an alternate. Of course, Matt Thompson, who I remember is your senior captain. And for folks on their way home in Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan, responsibilities of guys that wear the A's and the C's at Adrian. Can you tell us a little bit about that and take us inside the door?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's great to have a letter on this team. I mean, if you have a letter or not, everybody's a leader on this team. So it's nice to be recognized and have that letter. But we know every game, regardless of who's playing, the 2022 guys we have, everybody can lead. But, you know, it's nice to be recognized by that. But it's fun.
Hey, tell me a little bit about how you ended up in Adrian. And where's your hometown? Are you Canadian born?
Yeah, I'm from Keswick, Ontario. It's about an hour north of Toronto. I played for Aurora Tigers Junior A. We had a pretty good run. We went all the way to the finals and lost in six games. But about 10 games left in my final season, I got a phone call from Stavros, who was the assistant coach at the time, and talked to him a couple of times, and then he wound up coming up to a practice, and then a couple days later, Ron Fogarty came out to a game and shook his hand right then and there and committed.
Great stuff. You had to grow up somewhere near Barrie then, I'm guessing, correct?
Yeah, I'm about 45 minutes north of Barrie.
Wow, that's quite a hike. I'm familiar with that trip, by the way. Taylor McCloy joins us here, Adrian Bulldogs Hockey Club, 205 tomorrow against Lake Forest. If, Taylor, you're successful tomorrow in that game, what do you think you've done right?
With everybody buying in, you know, if we're successful, then we get to the Harris Cup, and the way that it would work out, I mean, on paper, it would be us versus Norbert. We know we've had two tough games against Norbert this year, with us losing overtime in their rink and then them coming here and us beating them in overtime. So, I mean, we know who we want to play, but Lake Forest stands in front of us now, and we're looking forward to tomorrow and playing that game.
Taylor, did I miss anything you want to touch on?
No, I just want to say hey to the boys that are listening. I know I got a message from Kevin Epma and Brian Backnack. I know they were listening on this, so hey to you boys.
Good stuff, Taylor. Good luck tomorrow. Thanks a lot, and you know, hopefully we can do something maybe next week with you or Adam or some of the other guys. So good luck tomorrow. We will be keeping an eye on it, and again, thanks for taking the time.
All right, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
That's Taylor McCloy, again, Adrian Bulldogs. He's coming off a big weekend. Scored 5 of the 9 goals last weekend for the Adrian Bulldogs. A quick reminder, by the way, still a few seats available. Visit adrianbulldogs.com for the game tomorrow. Standing room will be available on a walk-in basis tomorrow starting at 12:30. You want to see some good college hockey tomorrow up in Adrian. I bet in that rink. It's got a tremendous, tremendous atmosphere. You know, for you dads out there that are looking for something to do and just want to go watch a little hockey in a great atmosphere. You know, listen, you can get up to Adrian in about 20 minutes, no doubt about it. Adrian Bulldogs tomorrow, semifinals against Lake Forest. Back to close it out. Report from Little Caesars Arena, the Pistons taking on the Celtics. This is Drive Time. My name is Mike Miller.
More of the best in local sports talk. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. Coming to you for the mothership, the showroom tonight. Auto show specials continue. Come on up and see us here tomorrow. Tigers, by the way, dropped their exhibition opener today. 3-1 to the New York Yankees. That was over in Tampa. Carpenter, the left-hander, very good, we understand, today. So, again, Ron Gardenhire and Al Avila / Avila trying to figure out who's going to parse that starting rotation. Liriano, as Jim reported on his update, he has signed a contract with the Tigers as well. So baseball preseason is upon us. Even had the Indians on today, 1,100 as I was making my way up to the Superstore here. Great to hear some baseball. That means one thing. It's going to get warmer. We're going to look outside and see some sunshine every now and then. So much rain and gray skies, we can use a little bit of that. Pistons are home tonight, as I mentioned, Boston to Celtics. Boston comes in at 40-19. Pistons are one game under at 28-29. As I mentioned, Pistons battling for that final playoff spot. Conference standings right now in that 8-hole in the Eastern Conference, Miami. They got a record of 30-28. They're 11.5 back of, Eastern Conference leading Toronto. But the Pistons, as I mentioned, one game under at 28-29. They are a game and a half behind Miami. Boston, again, comes in with 40 wins tonight, second highest total in the conference, and the fourth highest total in the NBA. So, you know, the Pistons, really, they got in a bit of a run there. In fact, they had won five consecutive games, four of those with Blake Griffin in the lineup. They had wins over the Cavaliers, Memphis, Miami, Portland, and Brooklyn, but then losses to Blake Griffin's old team, the Clippers. They lost at Atlanta. They lost at home to New Orleans before rebounding on the 14th of February. They beat Atlanta by, 6 points, 104-98. So they have been off a total of 9 days for the All-Star break. They get busy tonight. They get busy on the weekend with games on Sunday and on Monday. Both those games on the road at Charlotte and at Toronto. So the Detroit Pistons find themselves battling for that final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference. Hard to believe, still 25 games remaining in the NBA schedule. So again, Boston in Little Caesars, at Little Caesars Arena tonight. What else is going on? Banquet tomorrow, Toledo Hockey Hall of Fame. Bill Inglis, Dave Falkenberg, Jim McCabe, Andy Mulligan, Bill Red Mitchell. Great class. Going to be inducted tomorrow. Great people, all those folks I just mentioned as well. I don't know if we're going to get Rod Baird or not. We're going to keep an eye on the phone. Probably got busy up there at the Little Caesar Arenas tonight, again, where the Celtics are in. Jim, how about some programming updates here? What do we got?
All right, well, first up, we got our last regular season high school basketball game of the season tonight, St. Francis at Central Catholic. Bill Clark, he's getting an award for all his football play-by-play, so Jim Oswald will be leading the crew. 7 o'clock coverage time here on the ticket. That's followed by the final edition, and so happy to have been able to do this all winter. We've been doing it for years for football. Did it this year for basketball, your high school basketball scoreboard show. Because of the high school basketball on this Friday night, Ohio State Buckeyes, their regular season finale at Indiana tonight. That's moved to Talk Radio 100.7, 7:30 the coverage time there. You'll have Bowling Green, some NBA, Michigan, and the hockey gold medal game on the airwaves tomorrow. More NBA and some Big Ten college basketball coming up on Sunday.
You know what? Hats off to Bill Clark and that award. No doubt about that. I've said this for years, and, you know, I was so fortunate. I even run into guys now in the OHL, which is a tremendous, tremendous league in Canada. I mean, it really is the Big Ten and the SEC for hockey fans in Canada. This is where the next superstars come from. In fact, Sunday in Windsor, we retire Taylor Hall's number 4, of course, now doing great things with the New Jersey Devils. And we got Rod Beard on. Anyways, congratulations to Bill Clark. I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the play-by-play guys that I hear and see and have met over the years that never do get a chance. And Bill Clark's one of those guys, high school sports. He's better than some of the pros I hear. Those guys will remain nameless. Rod Beard joins us from Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. Hello, Rod. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on. Doing well.
No, good. Great to hear your voice. I guess first things first, 9 days off. I know how that is for hockey players. Tell me about that with basketball players.
Well, with basketball players, it's just a renewing of the mind and the spirit, meaning that most of them just go out and find an island somewhere with some sunshine and try to get away, get their minds off of playing and the season and the grind of everything else and try to focus on these last 25 games.
Yeah, I just did the math. 25 left indeed. Game and a half out of that number 8 hole, Rod, which of course is the final playoff slot of the Eastern Conference in the NBA. In your eyes, what do you think it's going to take for those guys to get in down the stretch?
It's going to take a nice run here, and it's going to be hard to do because for most of March, they're going to be on the road. 11 of the first 15 are on the road. And it's just going to be a uphill climb to try to make up a lot of this ground that they lost. And even after the Blake Griffin trade, it looked like schedule-wise with a bunch of games at home that they'd be able to get on a good rally there, but they just weren't able to do it. So a game and a half, it could be a lot further out. It could be a lot worse than what it is, but they're going to have to climb up the hill and make up that ground. And the 76ers are playing a lot better. The Heat are the one team that are not playing as well, so that's the eighth-place team that they have a shot to be able to pass and get into that eighth spot in the playoffs.
Yeah, game and a half behind the Heat going into this one tonight. They got Boston. Final question, Rod. Thanks for taking the time. One of the five teams of the NBA already with 40 wins. They're having a good season. If the Pistons can win one tonight at home against the Celtics, what would they have done right?
They will have played good defense. Kyrie Irving always poses a problem for them. And that front court with Aaron Baines and John Horford, and they got Greg Monroe on that bench, too. They will have played some good defense and held those guys off the boards and been able to play effectively on offense themselves, too. So I think that, and just shown energy, not shown a lag from the layoff, too.
Rod, I will be reading tomorrow. Thanks for coming on, sir. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, Rod Baird from Little Caesars Arena in downtown Detroit. Pistons and the Celtics tonight. Well, went around the world, spanning the globe. We had Melzack from the Huntington Center in downtown Toledo, Bucky from Savage, Taylor McCloy, Adrian Bulldogs Hockey, and that was Rod Beard from Little Caesars Arena. Talk to you on Monday, everybody. Another edition of Drive Times in the Books, brought to you and presented by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Be careful, everybody. Good night.